This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Last fall, when I first talked to Jose Quiñones, founder of the Mission Asset Fund based in San Francisco, he had just received a MacArthur Genius Grant for his work on an innovative system to help immigrants qualify for credit. Given the Trump administration's new border policies, I wanted to catch up with Mr. Quiñones to find out what he's hearing from the clients Mission Asset serves.
There's definitely has been a shift in how people are thinking about their money. You know, people are trying to, you know, sock it away, like not spend it, you know, which is a good thing because that's something that we encourage our clients to do, save more money, prepare for a rainy day. But what we're also noting, you know, for the merchants in our community is that their clients are not spending as much. They're concerned about, you know, the uncertainty of the state of our country, and people are definitely preparing themselves financially, you know, for a long rainy period in their lives.
I'm hearing you saying that people are being more conservative with their money because of added uncertainty right now, and that may have an economic effect.
It does, and it's felt more on a micro level. Again, the merchants that are other immigrants, you know, servicing other immigrants, when people are being more conservative with their spending, it does impact the small businesses in our community that they also have to generate revenue so that they can stay afloat. But I want to underscore that, you know, despite the fear, people are really hopeful and they have great faith that, you know, things will turn around for them. And it is that hope and that faith that's kind of helping them go on to the next day and the day after that.
My colleagues are doing some digging, and according to the credit rating agency Experian, 8 of the states with the lowest credit scores went for Donald Trump on Election Day. Are there ways, do you think, to maybe partner with this administration on your mission of financial inclusion or empowerment to include people who voted for the president as part of your path forward?
I think since the election, we really have seen two Americas. You know, one America which has prospered within that, you know, the tech boom, the innovation, the technology. But we've also seen a different America who has been left behind. People that really feel dislocated and forgotten in America. And it's not just, again, immigrants that are in that boat. And so the people that are voting, they voted for Trump because they're feeling disempowered or feeling pushed out. You know, we need to talk to them. We need to show that we're trying to build, you know, an economy that works for all. And so we're open to talking to anybody that wants to help us in that effort.
Jose Quiñones is founder and CEO of Mission Asset Fund based in San Francisco. He was one of the winners this past year of what we like to call the MacArthur Genius Grants. Mr. Quiñones, thank you.
Thank you so much.